Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Welcome to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. Congratulations! You have arrived at the right place. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light, love. Join us each week for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Longmore.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I am your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. So thrilled that you're here today to tune in to our special guest and a special friend of mine, Carolyn Ellis, who's the founder of BrillianceMastery.com. This is a program that helps women entrepreneurs own their brilliance so that the mission of their business can be communicated clearly, powerfully, and profitably. She is also a certified money, marketing, and soul coach, the creator of Thrive Principles, founder of Thrive After Divorce, and the award-winning author of The 7 Pitfalls of Single Parenting, What to Avoid to Help Your Children Thrive After Divorce. So to learn more about Carolyn, you can visit www.brilliancemastery.com and claim her special report, The 7 Secrets to Unlocking Your Brilliance as a Woman Entrepreneur. So welcome, Carolyn.
Oh, hi, Jennifer. I'm really looking forward to having our conversation today, and thank you so much for having me.
I'm very thrilled that you're here, and I'm going to try and ask you objective questions because we know a lot about each other.
Okay, yeah, let's stick to the objective questions. That's great.
So I have to assume that people don't know certain things about you, and it's going to be from that place that I ask you questions.
Absolutely.
So I know that you have a very interesting background, and in particular, a graduate degree from Harvard, and also you worked on Wall Street. So I'd love to hear about all of this varied experience that brought you to where you are today.
Yeah, I bet you. I don't even know if I ever told you that either, but I have had a bit of an interesting experience in my career, and yet because there's been different parts of it that don't seem to have anything to do with each other, but yet when I look back, there is in fact some common thread. And yes, I mean I certainly when I went off to university, I actually went to the University of Waterloo, did undergrad in environmental studies, and I went to Harvard University, did my master's in public policy, and worked on Wall Street, and way back in the day, I used to put together municipal bond deals, if you can believe it. So helping cities and states in the United States, raise money to build sewers and roads and all sorts of crazy things. And it seems like such a far cry from what I'm doing now. But when I moved back to Canada, I was really with my husband at the time. He was transferred from his New York office to the Toronto office of his company, and that's when I went into the public sector, because I've always been really called to, even since I was a little kid, I had this awareness, I just kind of want to make the world just a little bit better of a place than how I found it. So, you know how campers have that, like, you know, no trace camping policy, like you want to leave the environment exactly as you found it. I've always had this knowingness in me that I wanted to just, you know, even if it was one little seed of an idea or somebody leaving a conversation feeling just a little bit more inspired or more full of happiness, that was part of what I wanted to do. And so as I look back over my journey, which includes being a senior policy advisor at Queen's Park, a successful career in running a number of fundraising programs for some major independent schools here in Toronto, that's always been part of what I do, which is to try to support people in seeing something just around the corner of their awareness. And how I got into the entrepreneur path was really a surprise to me. I have to say it wasn't in my awareness at all. My father was a university professor, you know, tenured, so there was nobody in the family who really ran their own business, and yet, as life happens, and the universe delivers these special gifts to you in unusual packaging, my big aha and awakening and reinvention of myself on many levels happened about 10 years ago when I went through a divorce. So 20 years of marriage, three young children at the time, ages 3, 6, and 9, and coming to a place where I realized, this is not working for me. I am not happy. I need to make a change. And really for the first time in my life, it was a place where I was at a real crossroads. I could see how I had come to a place where I had been so committed to valuing myself by, the power of my mind. The whole Harvard thing certainly helped with that. And realizing that I was in a situation that I couldn't fix it. I couldn't solve it. There was something that was just not in alignment with me and my heart anymore. And then stepping out of that marriage and then ultimately deciding as part of my healing during this journey, discovering the world of coaching, realizing I want to step out of that, the confines of the job, which I really loved and the people that I worked with, but I want to create something that is a business and a way to support people. So this is how I got here. And like I said, my conversations with the school guidance counselor never said, I think what I'd like to do is I want to have a divorce. I want to write a book about divorce. And then I want to start coaching women entrepreneurs about their life purpose. That sounds like a really good career path. So is this, things happen, doorways that you don't expect open, and sometimes you get shoved through them in particular ways. And I think it's our willingness to, step through, stay open, and see what's around the corner that some really magical opportunities and journeys start to happen.
Mm. I love how you share that, because one of the things I love when we talk on the show is to talk about people's journey to their, to get in alignment with their soul purpose. And so many people have asked me the question over the years, what is my purpose? And we all kind of have one purpose. All of us share a collective purpose, and then each of us has our own individual purpose. And so often when we ask the question, we assume that it's a destination rather than a journey.
Yeah.
And what you just described is a perfect example of that you needed to go through these experiences in order to cultivate the life experience and develop a certain level of mastery to now put you in a position where you're able to serve from this place. And if folks listening today can take away one thing from what you shared, it's that there are going to be things that come up that you don't expect, and yet once you make it through, you're so grateful that you were given the opportunity to master certain opportunities so then you could pay it forward to other people.
Absolutely. And I think, my take on that as well is that sometimes those of us, like there's many of us now who, we love to read things, we, can do the armchair psychology thing really well. And so a lot of people, like I put myself in that category, who think that you know it, or that you've got it together, or in some way, we really sometimes invite very strong, cosmic 2x4s to, wake us up to a level of, that next step of us, to wake us up to, perhaps a level of humility and beginner's mind that is really needed for us. And these challenges, the life curveballs that we get thrown, they are really opportunities if we're willing to make the choice to reach down inside of ourselves. And like I say, the divorce was certainly one important chapter in my life. It's not the only chapter in my life, but, that particular one, who I became as a result of that particular journey, I don't think I could have had it happen any other way, because I was one of those, very intellectual, in my head kind of, people, and I thought I knew what was going on and how to fix things if I didn't like how they were going on. And so it really woke me up to this awareness, really, of my soul and the idea of a partnership really leading more with soul and using intellect to help execute and implement as opposed to leading with my head and hoping that somewhere along the line maybe my heart and my soul would be fulfilled through that. So it was really putting the horse in front of the cart, the right horse, not the other way around, you know?
Mm-hmm. So finding that beautiful balance between the left and the right brain and leading from the heart and making certain decisions from the head.
Yeah.
Awesome. I actually want to talk more about that after we get back from the break and talk about the importance of knowing our purpose and how to really step into our brilliance. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back in a moment.
That you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Welcome to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. Congratulations! You have arrived at the right place. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light, love. Join us each week for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Longmore.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Sea and Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald Sea. Emerald Sea is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there is enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald Sea, visit Sea, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. If you're just joining us, I am your host, Jennifer Longmore, host of Soul Purpose Central, and we are speaking with Coach Extraordinaire Carolyn Ellis of BrillianceMastery.com. And before the break, we were talking about her journey and also things to keep in mind when we are exploring our soul purpose. So, Carolyn, I know that purpose is a big part of what you focus on in business from the perspective of making sure people feel like they're, you know, delivering from their purpose, but also that they're being purposeful about how they show up in the world. So can you share a little more about your viewpoint on purpose?
Yeah, I really think that purpose is something that really has got to be a fundamental compass point for us, because when we're in alignment with our purpose, We know we feel joy. Our work feels like play. There's no resistance. It's like we have an experience where time feels like expanded. We get so much done. And there's really just a sense of, you know, growing expansion and abundance that is there. I think that the thing that I think is different now than even maybe 5 or 10 years ago, and I think women are a little bit challenged by this, because where a lot of us come from is from a place of, you know, I'm not enough, or doubting our worth in some way. So we've kind of come from a pattern of saying yes to many opportunities that will come our way. We might want to hedge our bets, or we don't want to displease people. So and in this world, there's so much opportunity. I mean, the internet, the ability of people to connect with each other, to get the resources that you have to solve problems that you need to have solved. Everything is at our fingertips, really. And so now it's not a matter of, well, will I get any opportunities to do fun and, you know, interesting things? It's a matter of really deciding which of the many choices that we will have do you want to put your life force and energy behind, because we can only do so much in the course of a day. And so what I'm finding, especially with my clients, because a lot of them are showing up feeling very overwhelmed, feeling stressed. It's like there's so many bright, shiny objects out there. It's not, you know, they're not clear on what their real priorities are. And yet it's hard to say no. And I think when we go and let ourselves be guided by what is our soul's purpose, it will help us to develop this level of discernment, our ability to say a graceful no to some things that might be really good, but are really not in that beautiful, sweet, aligned spot that allows our brilliance to really come streaming out of us. I mean, recently this last year I had a wonderful opportunity, great people to work with, loved the clients, and yet it was something that certainly at a skill level and a competency level and making a difference level, it was all, you know, yes, 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 this does it. And yet there was a piece to it which there was a little bit of, it wasn't perfectly aligned with who I am. And I had to, shift out of that and say, thank you, but, this is not in my highest and best. And in so doing, when we can say that graceful no, we open up space. And right now, I think that this is a change for us to, you know, we have to up-level our thinking about what we're willing to, you know, get ourselves behind and what to say no to. And our soul's purpose is really, I think, the ultimate, check mark if it's really there and powerfully, and it resonates and you just feel it in your body. Go with that. But if there's anything that you ever hear yourself, and a good clue for people is, well, but I could do this, I should do it, because all of that stuff is just trying to rationalize ourselves into something. And we really need to let that go now, because when we're the littlest bit out of alignment, it can create very quick and painful consequences. Certainly, I think that people being in alignment, being in integrity with who they say they are, and then how they actually show up in the world is hugely important. And
part of that, don't you think, is because people have overcommitted. They end up through. They end up not being able to follow through with their commitments because they either burn themselves out or they didn't realize that they had 10 other engagements at the same time. And it doesn't reflect well, but there's so many questions I'm thinking as you're talking. And the first thing is, if I can imagine being in the mind of some of our listeners right now, it's one thing to be able to say a gracious no. It's another thing to actually know how to do it. Like, what's the languaging that you could give folks right now that may apply to, let's say, a majority of situations, to be able to graciously say thanks, but no thanks?
I mean, I think a simple way, and I love that you put me on the spot like this, is perfect. but it's true. I mean, this is really, say somebody wants you to, join a volunteer committee, or they want you to help promote something for another person's business, and, that kind of thing. I think, you know, the thing that we can do is say, you know, I really appreciate you so much for thinking of me for this.
Mm.
But honestly, to, you know, to be in integrity with all of my, you know, current commitments and priorities, I'm going to have to decline.
Mm-hmm.
I really wish you all the best, and I thank mm-hmm. you again for thinking of me.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah,
appreciating the invitation, or thanks for thinking of me, or wow, it sounds like you've got some incredible stuff going on over there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we say yes, and we really don't want to, what we're really doing is we're bringing in that energy of resentment and victim, and and that's not a clean offering. And that at some point that resentment will build, and it will, and it shows up, it blows up. It either will blow up in that agreement that you made, or you're going to toss it out onto your family or in your relationship or onto yourself. You're going to say, you know what, I'm just so overwhelmed. I'm to hell with my diet plan. You know, get my head into the cookie jar. You know? So we want to try to stay really clean and aligned as, you know, the best of our abilities. Of course, we need to do course corrections, and that's why, you know, coming and listening to your show and, you know, the kinds of resources that are available for people to really stay in their highest and choose to go to their highest when they feel themselves teetering out of that place of their pure brilliance, you know, take advantage of that, but we need to try to do that.
Mm-hmm. I love the word or the phrase course correction.
Mm. Yes, absolutely.
Because that's just such a more graceful way of showing up.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's a great intention for all of us is how do we go through our life with the busyness, with the stress, with all the different opportunities and competing priorities, and how can we go through that with more grace and with more ease?
Mm-hmm.
And really, you know, the great image that I love is, you know, John Kabat-Zinn's quote, you know, you can't stop the wave, but you can learn to surf.
Mm.
And that image is just, you know, if you're surfing, you need to be flexible. You need to keep your eyes on the horizon where you're going. You need to be willing to shift your weight to accommodate the winds, the, you know, the intensity of the wave at that particular moment. And not really have an agenda about what that ride is going to be like.
Mm.
It's just being so present and in the moment that you can ride that wave in. And when we have an agenda or we think we know how it's supposed to look, it's like we're trying to be on that surfboard and it's like we're not bending our knees, we're not adjusting our weight because we know how we want our weight to be, and you end up in the drink, you know, falling over, nose to the water.
That's such a great analogy. The other question I thought about when we were talking and you were sharing about purpose and what it feels like when you're aligned to your purpose and what it feels like when you're making decisions that aren't in alignment, I can hear the voice of some of our listeners saying, well, but what if I don't know my purpose?
Mm.
What would you say to folks who are saying, well, I can't do this or this or this because I don't know what my purpose is?
Yes. And I would say that is absolutely normal. It is like one of the first stages of having your purpose wanting to be revealed to you because you're even having that awareness to say, well, what is my purpose and how do I find it?
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's some very specific and practical things. Often we have the clues are right in front of us, or we have the, you know, we've heard those little whisperings, but we keep ourselves so busy and in such a state of knocking things out of the to-do list and keeping our schedules crammed full that we don't allow time to really feel and listen for what our purpose might be. So what I really recommend is even if it's just half an hour or 20 minutes every day to have some period where you can be still. And what you do with that moment of stillness or self-reflection is completely up to you. You might want to meditate, go out for a walk. You might want to journal. You may just want to sit there and your, you know, in your yard and just notice the birds and the trees. But any opportunity that we can get to just let our minds become more quiet, more still, and then just very gently asking questions. You know, what would be my highest and greatest joy? You know, if I was to leave the planet tomorrow, what would I want to look back and say that I've been able to contribute?
Mm.
And just let these little, but without the, and we have to sometimes really fight to make that time. We have to like put it in our calendars and really commit to it. It can become so crowded in our heads that we can't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the voices of, you know, our intellect, our ego, they can be very, very loud and very persistent, and that the voice of our spirit is usually very quiet, very soft. It doesn't demand a lot of attention, and yet when you hear it, it's unmistakable.
Mm-hmm. And it's about being committed to cultivate that relationship with our spirit.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the willingness to step into that. Well, I know we're going to be talking more about this, and I'd also like to shift into talking about brilliance and what your definition of brilliance is. So we're going to take a quick break, and
All right.
We'll be right back in a moment.
Great.
Living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Lower back pain. What is it costing you? Lost wages? Repeated doctor visits? Painkillers that don't work? Just not doing the things you love? The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home. The patented Vacupractor works using vacuum pressure. This pressure stretches muscles, restoring the proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor, or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I'm here with our special guest, Carolyn Ellis of BrillianceMastery.com. We've been chatting about purpose and really making decisions from our purpose rather than from our ego or from the shoulds and the guilts and the shames and all of those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And, Carolyn, I know we wanted to talk about brilliance because it is a key part of your business, Brilliance Mastery. Mm-hmm. So what do you mean by brilliance, and why is it important for us to really be aligned with that?
Mm. Brilliance, I love the word. And it was about 2 years ago. I was in a seminar, and at that point, my focus had been more with working with people going through separation and divorce. And I've been attending a lot of seminars and learning more about marketing and business development type of things. And what I was noticing, it was like a lightning bolt kind of moment as of this particular event. And a lot of people were sharing about what their plans were for their business. And yet, as they were saying things that sounded great, I really got this feeling sense of wobbliness, of, you know, cloudy. And they were not really energetically really aligned with what they were saying. And I thought, you know, they want that to be true, but there's some piece inside that was really missing. And this is when the word brilliance came up for me, which was about, and the image that I like to hold is really that image of the diamond. So if you go to my website, there's like diamonds all over the place, because to me it's like the perfect metaphor of something that when you look at it, it's beautiful, it's highly valuable, it's incredibly strong, it's clear, it casts beautiful rainbows when the light hits it in a particular way. And yet, that's not how it started. It started as a lumpy, dark piece of coal, and it was only through the course of intense pressure that actually transformed this lump of coal into a beautiful diamond. I mean, that's a bit of a simplification, but that's really the process. And I was thinking about this journey, and I thought, how amazing is that? Because that's really what we do in our life. Is we, you know, grow up, we go along, and something happens. You know, it's the business failing. It's the child running away from home as a teenager. It's the relationship, hitting the skids, whatever it is. And we have these moments, and we will have a number of these moments in the course of our life. And it's how do we absorb that pressure? How can we transform ourselves and really become something more than we were before we had the experience? And so for me, brilliance is just it's a very inspiring word, and it really speaks to how do we shine our full brilliance. Because, you know, like you, Jennifer, I really believe that we all have a purpose here, and that when we stand in our full brilliance, we don't take it away from anybody else. We inspire and we shine a path for other people to find and discover and express their brilliance as well. So that's what I feel is really important. And I particularly think it is important in these times where there is a lot of fear, there's a lot of strife, and there's a growing sense, I think, in our general society, not just sort of, you know, those of us who find, you know, personal development so endlessly fascinating, but mm-hmm. even in, you know, the most, common places in different pockets of our society, people are waking up and saying, what's my life all about? Am I safe? What kind of legacy am I leaving for my children? I think events like 9/11 had a lot to do with really shaking people's sense of security and their purpose and the journey that we are on as a society. Mm-hmm. So for us to really support, the work that you do, what I'm doing, is to support people in whatever way that looks, but to find their brilliance and reclaim their light and to, you know, let's get up to the full 100-watt potential that we each have within us. And actually, that's at one point in my journey, I was going through some personal challenges, back in the marriage days. And a psychic, she said to me, she just had laid the cards on the table. We hadn't even, shuffled them or anything. She said, you're like a 100-watt bulb, but you're only putting out about 15 watts. And my first thought was, well, I know that, but how did she know that so quickly? And I was just shocked that I even had that thought about myself. And that was, it was many years ago now, and I resolved really at that point that I would do whatever I could to dial myself up to 100 watts, because that's what I really want. I want that for my children. I want that for my friends, my community. And so this is why that word brilliance is so poignant and important for me.
Mm-hmm. So you bring up an interesting point around dulling ourselves down. It's a pretty common thing for us to do. I know that I catch myself doing that on a regular basis, actually, because you don't know that you're dulling yourself down until either someone else points it out to you or you just kind of
you know, something happens and you're like, oh, I could have played a bigger game there.
Yeah.
So how can we, like, what do we need to do internally in order to give ourselves permission to be that brilliant, sparkly diamond?
Well, that's great. So, you know, the giving permission part is I think, a really big piece of it. And I think one thing that we need to give up is a conclusion that, well, if you've had one day where you're feeling like that bright, sparkly diamond, all the rest of your day should feel like that. This is, I think, a trap that those of us who are really on a committed path of our own personal growth grapple with a fair bit, which is like, man, I was feeling so transformed. I was feeling so inspired the other week. And now I feel like I've, you know, taken one step forward and two steps back because I'm in a bad mood. I'm, you know, I'm yelling at my kids. I'm honking at people on the car. I'm in road rage. And it's almost like we have that experience of ourselves and then we do slip back. And our ego, because it's got to get sneaky when we start to uncover it, it has to say, see, you didn't really learn your lesson. You didn't really do it properly. Because if you did, every day would be like a bed of roses. And you would never have any conflict again. And you would never feel any sense of unhappiness. But that's not true. The goal of this journey is not to never have another moment of fear or doubt or anger. The point of the game of life, as I understand it and as I try to live it, is we're human. We have all of the emotions that come with being a human, joy down to rage and everything in between. The point of it is to notice ourselves quicker and to choose to shift back into our brilliance, back into a place of coming from more of a purposeful choice rather than a reactive state. So I think the first thing that we can do is give up that ideal that, oh, well, you know, I'm never supposed to feel crappy again.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're going to feel crappy, but the thing is, wouldn't it be wonderful if you had something happen to you and you were able to shift back into your brilliance and have it take a day, an hour, rather than 6 months, which is what it might have been, you know, if it happened to you a year or two or five ago?
Mm-hmm.
So I think keeping that sense of compassion for ourselves and really letting ourselves honor the progress in our journey is hugely important.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you're talking, I'm having this image of, let's say, some big folks in the human potential industry or the success principle industry.
Mm.
And we only ever see one mask, basically.
Yep.
And it strikes me as you're talking that we've somehow created a conclusion from what we see from these folks who are teaching us how to be happy or how to be successful or whatever, that they're maintaining that 100% because we don't often hear of what really happens behind the scenes. And so, like you said, we automatically assume that there's something must be wrong with us if we're not having a bright, sparkly, shiny day every day.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I think that this is, you're raising a great point, which is not to draw conclusions about how easy or difficult or effortless or, you know, hard fought for somebody else's journey was. I mean, because all of our great teachers, you know, they're still human, they're still in a, you know, physical form, so they, you know, they have these, you know, these same issues like we do as well. And the other piece of this, I think, too, Jennifer, is, you know, when we're learning from people, again, this is part of where I think we get ourselves into a trap, is thinking that we don't have what we need already. And so we have to go out and learn from these people. We have to implant, you know, somebody else's teachings or their priorities into us, and then we're going to be complete and whole.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really true. We need to have a lot of discernment about who we study from, because unfortunately, I hate to say it, there are some really great and well-intentioned people out there who are not in 100% alignment with choosing from their highest all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to say that, but And I think people's sense of who's really got very strong integrity is really waking up. And so to if you're going to be working with somebody or reading a book, take it in. Feel if it resonates with you at some level. Take what works, but don't take it as a gospel and substitute it for your own soul's wisdom and your own sense of intuition and purpose.
Mm-hmm. That's such a great point, that healthy level of discernment.
Mm-hmm.
So when we come back, I want to hear more about the brilliance, but I want to hear about it from the perspective of how you actually help entrepreneurs step into their brilliance and then put it out into the world in an actual business model.
Sure.
So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in a moment.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Welcome back. It's Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, and you are tuning in to Soul Purpose Central. Today we're speaking with our special guest, Carolyn Ellis, who is the founder of BrillianceMastery.com. And if you haven't gone there yet, when you visit her website, you can actually download a free report, The 7 Secrets to Unlocking Your Brilliance as a Woman Entrepreneur. And knowing what I know of Carolyn, you're definitely going to want to get that because she is a brilliant woman for sure. So, Carolyn, before the break, I mentioned that it would be helpful for us to understand how brilliance fits into your work and how you support women entrepreneurs in creating a business around their brilliance.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing about a business, and we might like to think of it as, well, it's about, you know, providing products and services and pricing and et cetera, but I really hold it as it's like a huge opportunity for our own transformation and continued growth, because especially when you create your own business, it will bring up every single issue that you ever possibly have, and it will probably do it in a very big and powerful way. So a lot of work, becoming a parent kind of does the same thing, but it's a really powerful catalyst for your own growth, because you really are your business. So so the opportunity that creating a business gives you to do what I call your emotional homework, it's very, very connected. So what I support people to do is really build a very strong emotional and spiritual foundation for their business. So that vision of a business that impacts, tons of people and provides great value and solves problems in the world that need solving, you can throw all the tactics and strategies that you want, but until you have a foundation that is really strong and solid, it's not going to matter. And you just think about if you're building a skyscraper, there's a lot of, there's time and effort that goes into building those big, huge, concrete, structures under the earth. And once they're done, they become invisible, but this amazing skyscraper is in its place. But you can't put a skyscraper on top of, a little, foundation that was intended for a one-room schoolhouse. So you need to build that basis inside very strong. And so how I do this is I do have a system, it's called the Brilliance Backbone, and there's six key components to it that really support the work from the inside in terms of our emotions and our mindset and our how we manage and work with our energy, and then the outer actions. So outer actions like some of the basics of business. How do you communicate your value? What is your brand? What are the problems that you solve? How clear are you in your presence as the leader of your business? So these are some of the stages in the journey that I work with my clients on, and you need both, because like I said, that foundation has a crack in it, and you go out and you offer something and people say no, you're going to have a problem. If you don't have the tools, I have little gremlins, I call them. So, for example, if somebody says no to you, your gremlin, I call it the pushover. It's like it will want to push you over, or you'll want to cave in on your price, or you'll want to just run away and not do that promotional launch. The inner critic is the gremlin that sabotages our confidence, which is another one of the foundational pieces of a brilliant backbone. And again, you can think of it like a backbone. Your chiropractor, we go in for adjustments and alignments. And if something's off, you may not feel the pain immediately, but there's a restriction. There is some signals are not getting out to the body and the organs in the way that they need to. And if it doesn't get addressed, then eventually it will show up as pain. And in the context of a business, it will show up in terms of results in the bottom line. So I work with a variety of different tools, but really to support women in particular to feel and articulate what's their passion, what's their sense of their purpose, and how to create profitable businesses around that.
Mm-hmm. When you're talking, I'm also aware of the fact that part of the coaching relationship, when the gremlin comes up, is to actually have a support system like a coach that keeps reminding you of your brilliance.
Yes.
When your gremlin is trying to convince you that you're just a piece of coal.
Yes. That's a great way. Thank you for pulling back in that other analogy. Yeah, and I think that one thing I work with my clients to create is, yes, we have the business plan, a brilliant business plan, but the companion piece to that, which is often overlooked, is what is your personal brilliance plan? We actually create a plan that's specific for you, which is designed for you to use on those days when you wake up and you're like, I am a piece of coal. I don't offer any value. What was I thinking in even starting this whole adventure called Run Your Own Business in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
So, It's like in case of, you know, emergency, doubt, fear, contraction, grab your plan, follow your plan, get back to center fast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. I don't know about you. When I'm coaching, I really feel it's important to keep reminding people of their brilliance, to provide a safe place to celebrate their brilliance, provide a safe place to celebrate or to acknowledge the gremlin and to allow people to share their fears, and then to also, you know, keep us remembering the bigger vision when we forget and we get kind of stuck in the energy of distraction and the bright, shiny objects and all those things that you were describing earlier.
Yeah.
What is the biggest, if you can share it in like, you know, a minute or less, what's the biggest mistake that you see women in business making today?
Oh, just one minute?
Just one.
I think if I had to distill it down to one, I would say it is this, it's the programming that we have inherited and need to up-level, which is to be the nurturer. We're so, you know, it's our intuition that tunes into the needs of everybody else. How is the tribe doing? How, you know, and we just are always scanning for how is everything around us doing? And we forget to put ourselves in that picture and to... And it also predisposes us, I think, for becoming the people pleaser, for taking responsibility for everybody else, and looking really outside of ourselves for direction, for validation, for acknowledgement. So we need to reclaim our ability to love and appreciate and acknowledge ourselves and really see ourselves as the source of our brilliance, not putting it into the hands of other people. So, you know, we put a lot of people, you know, in that role of sort of validating us or telling us that we're doing a good job. And I think this is something that we must overcome. And when you were talking about celebration, I mean, that gremlin, I call it the minimizer. When we sort of step back and say, oh, it was no big deal, you know, that sucks, because we need that celebration. We need to learn to give it to ourselves. It's like the engine runs on that fuel. And when we don't do it, we end up trying to suck it off of other people, and it takes us out of our brilliance.
Mm. Wow, so many golden nuggets there. I'm so appreciative of
you
sharing that.
It's
going to be really helpful for everyone that's listening today. So, Carolyn, I'm so grateful that you popped by and shared your brilliance with us and your wisdom. And for everyone listening today, I'm so glad that you're here joining us and participating. If you haven't done so already, make sure that you visit www.brilliancemastery.com to claim your free report and to stay in touch with Carolyn and what's going on in her neck of the woods. I want to wish you all a wonderful rest of your day and your week, and I look forward to connecting with you again next week. Namaste.
You've been listening to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose expert, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Jennifer each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. To find out more about Jennifer Longmore, visit her on her site at souljourneys.ca.